many songs have been written about the gospel train to glory. As a matter of fact, Pop sang a song that says, "Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard and ride this train." Well, since that time, Pop has stepped on that train. Not only that, a short time ago, another Captain Spiritual, Wallace Strickland, also stepped on that train. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm trying every day to make sure that I can ride that train.
All aboard. Come on and ride with me. Yeah. All aboard. This gospel train. Come on and ride with me. The gospel train is bound for glory. When I get to heaven, step on the train and tell my story. Won't need no ticket. Come along with me. All you need is salvation and your train. Yeah. All God's children, they won't be denied. Just get yourself ready, and you'll be able to ride. The angels will be waiting at the gate, I know. Come along. One more thing, y'all. It won't be no lies, no.
On that train,
won't be no hatred, nowhere.
On that train,
don't have to worry about any little old thing. There'll be peace, so much love, all the joy of
rain.
All the Lord, yeah.
Gospel train.
Ooh, ride with me. I know you had heartaches and pain, but come on,
all.
Come on and ride with me. And in my mind, I can hear all the saints of God say,
ride with me.
Don't bring that medicine.
Come on and ride.
Leave your heartache. Don't bring no pain.
Come on and ride.
No trouble.
Ride with me.
No tears. No more heartache. No more pain. Come on and ride with me. You know what I like about this train? I don't need no round trip ticket. I don't even need a ticket at all. Because I won't be back no more. I won't be back no more. I'm gonna ride. If you're having trouble, things ain't going your way. Come on and ride.
Train.
Ooh, we all come on and ride.
part. A long time ago, I made my choice. You know, I'm just trying to live, Lord, in your gospel way. You said you would help me, and I believe you. Hear me when I pray. Oh, praise, don't know just how I feel, Lord. That's why I say, oh Lord, oh Lord, when I come to die,
yeah,
I just want you to love me. Thinking that I'll fall down, but I know you's my keeper, yeah, yeah, and I know you's my savior, and you's my friend, and I'm gonna follow you all to the end, oh Lord. Turning in a big wheel. That's why I say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
when I come to die,
so I'll cling to
grows. Ooh, despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old.
Minutes after the hour, that old rugged cross. Many of you have witnessed and seen what they did to Jesus on the cross, and he died on the cross there, nailed in his hands and his feet, pierced in his side for sinners like you and I, that we all may live and not die. Oh, what a powerful time it is to be in the land of the living and giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking God for another day like today. Let us pray. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, as we come today, God, realizing that we are not our own. It was you that made us, and we need you in our life each and every day. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are joining us on this day shall take time to thank you and give you praise, give you all the glory because of your grace and your mercy. Lord, we humbly submit ourselves this day, God, asking you to forgive us for our sins of commission and omission. Give us a mind to be able to know the difference between right and wrong. And that when we are in doing wrong, God, that we can ask for forgiveness in repentance. Submitting ourselves before you, realizing that we need you every day and every hour. We are facing challenges each day, and through these challenges, we cannot make it on our own. We need you to provide for us, to give us the guidance, the understanding, because of your love that you shed forth to man and woman. Lord, we ask you to pour that same love upon us, that even in spite of those that scandalize our names, mistreat us, or talk about us, turn up their back on us, and even do things, God, that is not pleasing in your eyesight towards us, we are to forgive them. For you said, according to your word, they know not what they do. So God, we ask you, God, to forgive those that have mistreated us. And as we press forward on today, God, for those that are sick, those that are going through hard times, difficult times, God, we ask, Lord, that you will give them strength right now. Whether it's a sickness that has attacked the body, or if they're in a financial situation, that they can come before you asking you, God, for direction and help. For we know it's the blood. It's the blood that cleanses. It's the blood still works. It's the blood that you shed it on Calvary's cross. And because of that blood and knowing it has power, we ask you, God, to cover us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet in the name of Jesus under the blood, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that we'll be in good health even as our soul prosper. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for your anointing. God, we thank you for your power. God, we thank you for deliverance. God, we thank you for healing. God, we thank you for the vision. Lord, we ask right now, God, that even in the midst of all that we see and going forward in this day and time, that we can stay focused, we can stay on one accord, praying, touching, and agreeing in the name of Jesus, that whatever we pray, it shall come to pass and it shall manifest in the midst of your people in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you. We lift you up on high because you are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. There is none like you. So we surrender and submit ourselves before you on this wonderful day. As we look to the hills from which cometh our help come from the Lord. Which we raise our hands and we clap our hands and we stomp our feet with a shout and a dance. And as we use our instruments to praise you in spirit and in truth, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, this day, amen. Amen. Amen.
Good news. best that I can.
doesn't matter what it looks like. God, I'm standing on your word. Hey.
God, we believe for it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, we believe for it.
15 minutes before the top of the hour. That's the sound of C.C. Winings as we continue with more gospel music. Here's the sounds of Pastor Tim Rogers, I Was Born by the River.
Oh, yeah. I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, Lordy. Just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living. I'm not afraid to die. God said he was gonna meet me. Oh yeah, somewhere beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming. I know, hey, a change gon' come. Y'all gotta help me say,
oh,
yes it will. One more verse right here. I've had a lot of heartaches, ooh, and I've had a lot of pain. Oh Lord, every time I'm looking for sunshine, I can't get nothing but rain. It's been a long,
long time coming.
But I know a change gon' come. Oh, 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 yes it will. Hey, oh Lord. Then I go my brother. Thank you, Lord. I said, brother, help me please. Oh, Lord. But he wound up knocking me.
Change don't come.
Trouble don't last always.
change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Did you stop to pray? As you started on your way, did you ask the Lord to guide you as you struggled all through the day? Did you think to pray?
Gospel music at its best, and that voice is definitely one of those voices that once you hear her open her mouth, you know exactly who she is. That's the sounds of Sister Dolly Parton, and talking about "Here I Am, Lord." You know, she's basically saying, "Look, here I am, Lord. I done surrendered. I give up. I'm just turning it over to you. I'm tired of carrying all of this burdens of my own, and I need someone that has the power and the strength to deliver me from this that I'm in." And she's talking about Jesus. Look, once again, want to thank you so much for locking in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. And you can lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply join us on our website, NFIRadio.com, or you can dial in with your mobile phone and listen with us. Simply dial 347-215-8049. We have pastors and ministers standing by to pray with you, or if you want someone to help you going through some circumstances, a situation that you're going through with, we'll be glad to reach out to you and pray with you and ask God for guidance in that time of your situation. Look, we're going to do this. Got to take a break here for 30 seconds to pause for the call for the station ID. We've got more music coming your way right here at the top of the hour from Studios 1 and 2 out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the Wave on the NFI.
You're live in the mix with the one and only
Anointed One. I'm gonna build
right on that shore.
I'm gonna build
for my Jesus.
Build for my Jesus
evermore.
You know I'm gonna pray
right on that shore.
Hey, I'm gonna pray, child, right on that shore. Well, I'm gonna pray
for my Jesus.
For my Jesus
evermore.
Well, I was walking down the road one day when I heard Master Roy. Spirit came upon me, filled my heart with joy. I started out for Canaan on that celestial shore. I'm gonna build
for my Jesus,
evermore.
Let me
build
right on that
shore.
I wanna build right
on that
shore. Said I wanna build
for my Jesus.
For my Jesus,
oh,
just let me pray
right on that
shore. Oh, I wanna pray right
on that
shore. No, said I wanna pray
for my Jesus.
For my Jesus, evermore.
Well,
I stood upright and I stood for God, and I'm standing on here today. Tell you where how Jesus walked that straight and narrow way. I can't turn back and I won't turn around. I'm gonna stand right on that shore. I'm gonna stand
for my Jesus,
evermore. Oh, let me stand
right on that
shore. Oh, let me stand right on that
shore.
Said I won't stand
for my Jesus,
evermore.
Well,
this
feeling
feels
completed.
Going
home to live with God. Down in the land I saw, just soon it will be back dying. Gonna live forevermore. I'm gonna live for my Jesus,
for my
Jesus.
Let me live
right on that
shore.
Whoa,
live right on that
shore.
Said I wanna
live
for my Jesus,
for my Jesus
evermore.
Everybody,
loud,
loud,
all out.
I'd like to dedicate this song to the memory of my grandfather, the late Reverend Julius Cheeks. This is a song that he used to sing when I was just a little boy. And we, the Uplifters, would like to sing this song for you. Listen if you don't mind.
Stand still, Joy. Let a child of God go home. Go.
Stand still, Joy.
Stand still.
Let a child of God go home.
Oh, stand still,
Joy.
Let a child.
After the hour, and what a time we are having thus far. More music coming your way. Look, want to remind you to lock into our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on DeKalb Channel 25. That's DeKalb 25, Channel 25, every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music, and that's out of Georgia. So those of you, if you're in Atlanta, anywhere around Georgia, you can lock in on DeKalb Channel 25 out of Georgia. And if you're out of state, you can lock in to our live streaming channel. That's DeKalb25.com. Again, if you're out of state anywhere in the world, you can lock in every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. at DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25. And look, We are having a great time, and thank all of you for your comments and your loving words. And if you'd like to leave a comment, you can always go to our NFI Radio Gospel Network website, and you'll see to the left corner, you can see the information there for comments towards our radio broadcast as well as our television broadcast. So leave us a comment to let us know if you're enjoying the very best in gospel music, whether it's on the radio or our television broadcast, our network. So we thank all of you so much for supporting us and letting us know that you're locking in for great gospel music, old, new, you name it, we claim it. And if it's on wax, I can promise you, we're going to burn it for you. It's just as simple as that. All right, well, look, thank you again for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from ENFI Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia.
Love with those hands in the air. lift your hands up as far as you can and give God a big praise. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. You know you done worked all week long, and I know the devil has been on some of y'all trail all week long, but the Lord has blessed you to come to another day at another hour, another time, another minute in this second, and still some of y'all haven't gave him a praise yet. But if I were you, I would just wave my hand and praise him while the blood is running. You one question. When you got out of your bed this morning, did anybody praise him? When he get that you had the activities of your limbs this morning, did anybody say thank you, Jesus? Well, let me hear you tell him thank you. I can't hear you. Come on, say it again. Thank you. If you got anything to thank him for,
I got to tell him wherever I go.
I don't have to worry, no, no, child.
Jesus said,
call your name.
To call your name.
Lord, sometimes, yes, sir, I get a little lonely. Lord, and I don't know what to do. Lord, I just fall on bended knee. Lord, I ask God to help me. Help me, if me, please. Oh, I said, Jesus, I love
your name.
Oh, Lord,
I love
call
your name.
Singing Jesus.
For your name,
Lord Jesus,
Lord, I love your name.
I got to tell him
wherever I go.
Don't have to worry, no, I don't chill.
Jesus said he'll be right there.
Sing it all.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Welcome back, and thank you for locking into the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at the bottom of the hour, and again, want to thank each and every one of you for joining us right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Again, our website, nfiradio.com, for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel videos. We're going to continue now with more great gospel music with the late, great Joe Lagun and the mighty Close of Joy.
You know, the world today is in a bad condition. You can't read, you can't watch, and you can't look. Because when you do, all you get is bad news. But Jesus is soon to come. And that's gonna be good news. Bad news everywhere. Bad news everywhere. Bad news everywhere. But I'll be so blue.
peace on the earth when Jesus comes.
Now you know what? You can't even read the newspaper anymore. Every time you look in the newspaper, all you see is bad news. You can't even watch television no more. When you watch television, it's nothing but bad news. But that's all right. When I think about the state of Colorado, over at a high school one day, two young men took a gun and went in and killed and took a lot of lives. Strangest thing that happened that day, that was one young girl. The young man pointed the gun at her and said, "I want to know if you believe in God." But with a gun pointed in her face, that young lady said, "Yes, I'm saved, and I know I got religion." She stood up for Jesus, and that made me have to say again, listen, bad news everywhere. When I think about my hometown in Houston, Texas, there was five beautiful little children one day playing around in the house, and the devil got busy. Yes, he did. One by one, that woman took those five little children, and they all had Bible names. A little girl named Mary, a little boy named Luke, and another one named John. But all she took them, all five of them, she taken them one by one and drowned them in the bathtub. That oldest little boy wanted to live so bad, he couldn't figure out what was going on. But they all lost their lives. You know what that was? Bad news everywhere. Bad news everywhere. Bad news. Oh, everywhere. That's all right. I'll be so glad when Jesus comes. One more thing. Let me talk about New York. A lot of people call it 911. One day I was at home watching the television. All of a sudden, I saw a plane fly through a building. And a few minutes later, another plane glided through the second tower. I got to thinking the other day, all those families that are still devastated for the loss of their loved ones. But oh, for a senseless reason, that was bad news. But I'm one of these days, Jesus is coming back. But just let me say again, bad news everywhere. One of these days, Jesus is coming back, and look like I can see him riding on the cloud, telling his people, y'all get ready, it's getting ready to be good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Good news.
Oh, look at here.
Good news.
Call all his people together.
Good.
Southside, Venturing, over in Houston, Texas, on Mountain, with Wayne of an Eagle.
In the light of the Lord, walking in the light of the Lord, I ain't got no more trouble. Walking in the light of the Lord, I said I'm walking in the sight of the Lord, yes, walking in the sight of the Lord. I feel so good all over. Yes, I'm walking in the sight of the Lord. I'm gonna do some good each day. That's the way to live. Anyone can take and take, but you got to learn how to give. Yes, I'm walking in the light of the Lord. Walking in the light of the Lord. I got no need to worry. Walking in the light of the Lord. Well, I've got no need for riches. Got no need for fame. I'm walking in the footsteps of his precious name. Yes, I'm walking in the light of the Lord. Walking in the light of the Lord. I ain't got no more trouble, 'cause I'm walking in the light of the Lord. I said I'm walking in the sight of the Lord. Yes, I'm walking in the sight of the Lord. I feel so good all over, walking in the sight of the Lord. I said I'm walking
in the light,
in the light,
in the light.
Shining all around me,
in the light.
So bright,
in the light.
So bright,
in the
waiting in the water, huh? 15 minutes before the top of the hour. Certainly, once again, want to thank God for the opportunity to bring to you some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and once again, it's all just for you. If it's on wax, then we can burn it for you. It's just as simple as that. Look, once again, want to remind those of you, look, if you haven't had a chance to tune into our NFI television broadcast, I want to give you that opportunity to share with you how you can lock in and watch some of the very best in gospel videos around the world, the old, the new, name it, and we can play it right there on your television screen, or you can live stream us. And for you to catch that, you can join us every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Or you can live stream us at DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25.com, where you can live stream us anywhere in the world and catch some of the great artists like Sam Cooke, the Soul Stirrers, along with Appletina Walker, Pastor Shirley Caesar, the late great Joe LaGunn, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, also the late great Willie Neal Johnson, and I could continually name more artists. But if you like the old quartet gospel artists as well as the contemporary new as well as the old gospel artists, then you need to lock in every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, live stream us, DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25.com. Or you can join us out of Atlanta, Georgia, or DeKalb, Georgia. Simply go to Channel 25, DeKalb Channel 25. All right, let's get back with more great gospel music as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And again, thank you so much for catching the wave.
that a child was born to die. Just tell her that I'll meet her over in that glory land, because I'm going near someday now. Yeah, if you tell my heaven, good king, that I'm coming on home on that morning train, where my burden and my sorrow, they won't be so far to bear, because I'm going home. Said I'd soon be all of these.
Trouble of this world. To God be the glory. God bless you, and thank you for locking in. Let's get started with the Word of God this morning on a wonderful Sunday. And again, want to say happy Father's Day to all of you and all of those of you that have a living father. Happy Father's Day to many of you around the world as we celebrate Father's Day on today. And now let's join this awesome preacher, teacher, man of God. He's standing by live, ready to come forth on this Sunday, June the 18th, 2023. Welcome back, Pastor Cecil Wilson.
Well, good morning to you. God bless you. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Amen. To God be the glory to all of you. Thank God for what he has done and what he continues to do. Amen, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Today we're going to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and let's begin at the 34th verse. Matthew 6 and 34. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 6 and 34. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I guess you, fathers, you all had your breakfast in the bed and everything. Amen. And I hope you had, they roll out the red carpet for you, and that it'll last all day, at least for 24 hours, if it can't last all week, and keep it going. At least let the fathers have it for, give them a good 24 hours of it. Amen. Amen. Matthew, the 6th chapter, and the 24th verse. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and that Jesus Christ our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, dead, and buried, but on the third day he arose, amen, in heaven with all power in his hand. And Lord, we thank you now, kind Father, for what you have done and what you're about to do. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for being a father. Hallelujah. Being the father. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. We thank you, Lord, for your son Jesus loving us so much as a father should, that you gave us a savior that, amen, gave us a savior that will lead and guide us and protect us, and bought our redemption, hallelujah, from sin. Lord, anoint me. Holy Spirit, have thine way, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 34th verse says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I know that's the truth. That's right. Why, don't be carrying anything over into the next day. You know, now you can buy minutes and you can have reward card and earn points. And, you know, they would allow you to carry it over to the next month and let it keep building up. Well, don't carry over your troubles of one day over to the next day and let it keep piling and building up. That's right, because each day going to have enough, it says, trouble of its own. If the day does not have any trouble, it's people. Most of the time, if you look back on your job and everywhere, your aggravation came from a person, somebody. It wasn't just life itself aggravating you. It wasn't because you woke up and you realized you were still breathing on this earth and that was troubling. No, that wasn't. The trouble comes in dealing with people. People will cause trouble because people, they just, I don't know, the world now is turned upside down. But before the world was turning like it is now, people just love to aggravate one another. But Jesus said when he was going, he said, listen, I'm going to leave you with one commandment. Hallelujah. That you love ye one another. Love ye, not aggravate ye one another, but love ye one another as I have loved you. So Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 34th verse says, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day, in other words, it take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I want to use for a subject from this verse, stop chasing tomorrow and live today. Amen. Stop chasing tomorrow and live today. A lot of people just can't enjoy the day because they too busy chasing tomorrow. Too busy worrying about the future. That's right. It's good to plan. Plans, that's right. And have the vision. Write it down. Make it plan. But to go and live there so much now that you can't even live and enjoy today. Worrying about what you're going to do when you retire. Well, how many more years you have? Oh, got about 5-6 more years. Good Lord. You worrying about that now? Plan for it, but don't be worrying about, well, how you going to make it and all this. And you that many years out. And so people are just bringing worration on where it shouldn't be. They're worrying about too many things. People are worrying about right now, 20 years old, worrying about what they're going to do when they're 50. People, that's right, teenagers now, 14, 15 years old, worrying about what they're going to do later in life and all of this. And I mean to the point that it just get them down and depressed just in pure worration. And so the people now, the scripture is saying, stop worrying that far in advance. Stop chasing tomorrow, and guess what? Live today, because today is the Lord today is the day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Fathers, Adam, let me talk to you. The book of Genesis says, and God blessed them and said unto them, talking to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. That word subdue right there. Take control of it. Now don't let it control you. You control it. I'm handing this over to you. God told Adam, he said, listen, I'm handing this contract. I'm handing this deed over to you, to this earthly tabernacle, to this property. Don't let nobody trick you out of it. Don't let nobody get you to sign something that you shouldn't be signing. Don't lose it. Because I'm signing it over for you to manage it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. It said living thing, not person, thing. And so what have messed man up, a lot of churches have taken when God said, listen, I'm going to make you a helpmate. You need somebody. You lonely. You've been without. I need to give you a helpmate. And see, in the first chapter of Genesis is when he told Adam what to do. Be fruitful, multiply, and subdue it. Have dominion over the earth and over all the animals and things and this and that. But then in Genesis, the second chapter and the 18th verse, then it says, then Yahweh, God our Father Almighty himself is speaking now. He said, listen, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helpmate, a helper, suitable for him. Listen, that original Greek word was the word Ezer. Ezer. And Ezer meant to be a helper. And that root word, and that word before King James translated, it meant to be a rescuer. That's right. God created woman to be an Ezer to man. To be what? This word is be a helper, a helpmate. Watch this now. Pay close attention. Because, yes, this is Father's Day, but we're going to have to get some stuff straight about the woman and her place in order for the father, the man, to live a peaceful life. Because there is too much disharmony. There's too much. Your tires are not balanced, and that's why your car is going down the road bumping. One of your tires is not balanced, and guess what? Your alignment somewhere or another, your steering is out of line. Listen to me now. This Greek word Ezer was translated as helper, not about making somebody a worker or a servant. This word, the Greek word, before King James translated, meant to be an ally. You know how the countries, United States, have a lot of other countries. They are allies. They work together. They are friendly competition. They work together. This Greek word meant a rescuer, to rescue, a rescuer. That's right. The woman made man a rescuer, someone who comes running, hallelujah, and help. And what happened, especially in this country, when King James translated to helpmate, this country took that because in this country, we call people who works for us, employee, back in the day, especially in the South, they call them your help. Yeah, you know, I got some work that need to be done. If I can find me some good help, you know, and now we're talking about now. I tell you what, it's hard to find somebody that can help you now. I got some things need to be done, but can't find nobody to help nowadays. See, and so we have somehow or another taken that to mean that the scripture meant for the woman to be under the man and to be nothing but a worker for him and all of that. That is not what it says. Put the word of God in the right. That's right. Respect the word of God. See it. That's right. Yahweh God, God our Father, God Almighty himself, said in Genesis, 2nd chapter 18 verse, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a Ezer or a helper, a rescuer suitable for him. Well, why are you talking about this, Pastor, on Father's Day about the woman? Because we need for the man and the woman to be on one accord. Because your children is suffering. And when your children suffer and when the family unit suffers, the world suffers. See, the enemy does not like family. He doesn't like that. The word helper shows up 21 times in the Old Testament. Other than the times it referenced the woman, as I just spoke of, and then one other time it mentioned something that was going on in Jerusalem. All other of the 21 times, guess what the helper refers to? It was used as a description of Yahweh, God Almighty, our Father in heaven. Can you imagine that? The helper. And we know he wasn't our servant. We know he wasn't our employee. We know that he wasn't beneath under us. So clearly God was not a servant here. He was a rescuer, a defender, a shield. That's right. The same was said of a woman. Oh, God said, he said, I'll be your rescuer. He said, I'll be your present help in a time of trouble. Teenagers today are looking for hope. Suicide is up in this age group because they feel there's no hope for them in this very confused and uncaring society. Teenagers spend, listen to me now, your children are spending on average 9 hours a day on social media. 9 hours, they spending more time on that than they are sleeping. Time on that than they are even hearing the word of God. 9 hours a day, more time with that than they are even hearing you talk about the word of God. 9 hours a day, more time than they even see you representing the word of God. Stop letting the world raise your children. That's right. You need to get back in your rightful place. Father, mother, you need to get back. Your children are suffering. You can't allow your children to raise themselves. You can't let the oldest child raise the rest of the younger children. That's not what it's supposed to be. You are robbing that oldest child of their youth. God didn't create them, bring them here just to raise and do your job. You are robbing them of their youth. That's right. They entitled to their youth and enjoyment too, and you robbing them of it by making them stay at the house and raise your children. Uh-oh. Watch out now. And Father, you need to be in your rightful place. You need to be there. You need to be on the scene. That's right. Because you are now shifting all of the work, all the responsibilities. You shifting all the raising, everything over on the woman. She's supposed to be your helper, your rescuer. You got the thing twisted. You shift it all on her, and you'll show up every now and then. No, she's there to be your answer, to be your rescuer, your helpmate. And your children is paying attention. Oh, they paying attention more than you even imagine. And they feel like there's no hope. They feel like they're in a dysfunctional family. That's what they call it. And so you need to stop right now, pull over on the side of the road. That's right, take an exit and get yourself back in order because you have passed the road that you're supposed to be on way back. Take an exit, go across the bridge and turn around and come back and get back on the right road. Your children is suffering from you being absent as a father. And these young men is growing up. That's why they're doing everything in the world. Couldn't know what they're doing. They're acting it out. They're acting it out in society, what they're feeling inside. Nobody wants to talk to them. Oh, the enemy said, come on, I'll be your brother. Come on, join my group. We're going to show you love. And there they go, and looking for love and getting it in the wrong place. You too busy chasing tomorrow and can't even live what God has given you as a blessing today. Oh, you chasing. I remember whenever a woman didn't chase no man, a man had to chase the woman. What in the world happened? And they act like now, act like that's the only and last man that's going to be on earth. I've never seen anything like it. Chasing tomorrow and cannot live today. You and your children can't be on the same, operating on the same way. You all on social media 9 hours a day too. And that's why you don't have time. You on social media 9 hours, your children on it for 9 hours, and there's no relationship. Fathers, you must have a good relationship with our Heavenly Father in heaven before you can have a good relationship with anyone else. Oh, yes, a relationship, not talking about God, but you're going to have to know him for yourself. And you're going to have to be to the point that you're going to take on the Christ-like spirit, not talk about Christ, not mention Christ, not throw him out there as a weapon against somebody. But no, you you yourself need to walk and talk just like Jesus. Hallelujah. And now let's look at our scripture here, and let's back it all up to the very first verse. Stay with me now, Matthew 6, and go to the first verse. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the churches and the synagogues and on the streets. Did you hear that? When you give somebody something, don't put it on a billboard and make an announcement in church. Don't go around telling everybody when they say, well, I tell you what, so-and-so is doing better than I thought. Yeah, I tell you what, if it weren't for me, they would be. What? Oh, yeah, you know, I've been helping them all the while. Don't tell nobody. And the scripture here says, so when you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets, blowing your horn. That's right, tooting your horn, and on the streets, and to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received already their reward. Do you see that? The third verse. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand even know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, hallelujah, who are in heaven, the Father who sees what is done in the secret, but will reward you openly. Tell God thank you. And then the scripture goes on. It tells us, this chapter gives us some instruction on how to live, how to do. Fifth verse. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the churches, in the synagogues, and on the street corners to be seen by others. Watch out here now. Don't be throwing a rock at me. Read the word of God here, right here for yourself. This is it. That's right, plain language. The fifth verse, Matthew the sixth chapter, the fifth verse. I'm going to go over that again. When you pray, hallelujah, do not pray standing in the synagogues or on the street corners yelling at cars to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have already received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, like the world. Keep babbling about it, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. In other words, when you pray, if you pray with faith and you believe, like Mark 11 said, if you believe when you pray, if you believe that it's going to happen, then right then and there, it's done. Don't keep talking to the Father. See? Don't keep coming in here babbling about the same thing over and over and getting louder, because you're thinking if I get louder, that'll get God's attention. Oh, if I get to stumping and jumping and couldn't flip, and that's right, that'll make him do it sure enough then. See, because I look like I'm sure enough Christian then. The scripture here says, but when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need, guess what, before you even ask. A good father here on earth, he'll know what the child need, what the wife need, before they even say a word. Because he's supposed to be constantly watching and praying. That's right. The protector, the security guard, always is watching. And the ninth verse, this is where we get the Lord's Prayer. This, then, is how you should pray, as an example, not just the prayer, but a model of it. Listen to it. It's in Scripture. It's not just something that was printed on some plaques and stuff to hang on your wall you bought at the store. This is actually Scripture, and it comes from Matthew, the sixth chapter, and the ninth verse. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses or our debts, as we forgive others who have trespassed or owe us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen. Amen. The 14th verse. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not, listen to me now. This is the scripture, the word of God. But if you do not forgive others of their sins, your Father will not forgive you of your sins, because God had no respect of person. Stay with me now. Fasting, 16th verse. When you fast, and a lot of folks fast, and first of all, when you fast, it's not for you to make an announcement on social media. You fasted is something for you to do. It's like speaking in tongues for the enemy not to know it. So you're going to go ahead and tell the enemy, say, yeah, I'm getting ready to fast. I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to go again. I'm getting ready to do this and do that. And he said, oh, really? Okay, let me get my boys together here. Thanks for giving us the heads up. When you fast, the 16th verse, do not look somber like the hypocrites. Oh, come to church, or if they go, there's, you know, folks, when they fast, they used to stay at home. So what happened to, oh, well, child, you know, I'm fasting this week. That's why I didn't come. Yeah, I'm kind of going through it because I'm fasting. Girl, I tell you what, you look bad, weak. You better eat something, do something. Now I'm fasting. The scripture here says, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do. But they disfigure their faces and they're looking all bad to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have already received their reward. So whatever you fasting for, he's telling you already done received your reward. You done got it, so you just will forget it. But when you fast, put on your head and wash your face. Dress up. Look good, keep right on going, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen, as your Father on earth, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Your Father in heaven, hallelujah, he will reward you. You don't sin, but he will reward you openly. And you know your physical Father, or a man or someone in the life as a father figure. That's right. You should have such a relationship you can go to them and talk. That's right. Pray together. That's right. Talk together. And parents, listen. Let your children talk to you. Stop interrupting them and cutting them off. Just sit and listen. Stop trying to correct them and let them talk and express what's on their mind, whether it makes sense or not. Just sit there in love, and that's right, and in humility, and listen to them. And you know what? If your child got a certain thing going on and this and that all the time, well, where did they get it from? Sometimes what? The fruit fell, came from the tree. An apple, that's right, it's a tree right here, and an apple is on that ground, it's on the ground, it came from that tree. It did not blow from across town. So that's right. It does not fall far from the tree. Let's continue. The 19th verse. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth. Remember that? This is where the scripture comes from. All this comes from the 6th chapter of Matthew, where moth and thieves and vermins destroy, come through, thieves break through and steal. But moth and dolphin, corruption, don't store that up, treasures on earth. But store up for yourself some treasures in heaven. You know, I preached a while back about adding treasures to your heavenly account, where moth and that's right, and it does not destroy, where the thieves do not break in and steal in your heavenly account. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So if you want to figure out this person, You about to get into a relationship, and you want to know before you get into deeper what this person all about, check out their treasure. Check out their heart. Where is their heart? Is their heart always on money? And that's all they're talking about, and they're throwing it at you and talking about it, and that they living for it, and this and that. It says where your heart is, that's where you're going to be. Keep listening. For the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body would be full of light, because you do know that your eyes are the window to your soul. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body would be full of darkness. You know, when you go to the doctor, they always want to look in your eyes. And if then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? The 24th verse, no one can serve two masters. Listen to me now. You trying to get into a relationship, check out who was their master. Either you will hate the one master and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. The master here is not talking about person. You cannot serve both God and mammon, or God and money. That's the masters it's talking about. You can't serve two masters. You either gonna love one and hate the other, and all of that. And it sums it up right there. It says you cannot serve both God and money. Let's continue. The 25th verse. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. We're bringing it home now. What you will eat or drink. Didn't God say I will supply all your needs? And it said, don't worry about your body, what you're going to wear. Is not life more than food, more than clothes? You worried about that, but you ain't worried about what you eat and how to eat healthy and take care of yourself. You sitting there, all you doing is chasing somebody, chasing tomorrow, and can't even live today. What about you? That's right. Pick up your cross. That's right. Pick up. Hold your head up high. That's right. Come on. Get back on the horse. You got thrown off there for a minute. Get back on your horse. Come on and let's run. Come on, let's ride. Hallelujah. The 26th verse. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, but yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? So therefore, you mean to tell me if the Heavenly Father, he's saying, if he's taking care of them and they don't have to store up nothing, you mean to tell me you're not more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. You lose an hour of your life worrying. The 28th verse, we're coming in now. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all the splendor and everything he had was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will be not much more clothed you, O ye of little faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got to have faith. I done told you it's going to be impossible to please God if you don't have faith. The 31st verse. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans of the world run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But here it is. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added on. Want to go in business? What is it? You want to have a family? What is it? You have somebody got an eye for a relationship? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added on. So here's the summary of everything in this chapter, Matthew the 6th chapter and the 34th verse. It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. Stop chasing tomorrow and live today. Is there one? Hallelujah. Is there one right now? Fathers, men, come on. Adam, where art thou? Where are you? Come now. You need to start off with the first things first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He will bless you. He will give you full health, good health. He will give you, hallelujah, he will give you riches untold. He will bless you with a good mind, body, and soul if you get in your rightful place. Repeat after me, to be saved, to be born again. Your spirit has been born again. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life, my mind, body, and soul. Forgive me of my sins. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Lord Jesus, I don't have a pattern to go by. There was not a father there or something happened in the childhood. Somebody's crying out. But Lord, just yell out to God right now. Come into my heart. Be my father. Teach me how to be a father. Give me a pattern to go by. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I believe that you're the Son of God, who is the Father. Hallelujah. I believe you died on the cross. I believe that you rose again and you're coming again. I accept you and I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Happy Father's Day to you. Hallelujah. Let me give you a benediction. Now to he that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne in glory. Hallelujah. God Almighty, he's majesty. Hallelujah. 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 May he bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. Bless you going in and coming out. Hallelujah. Fill your bones with plenty of good health and that you do prosper. And your family prosper. Hallelujah. Your whole household prosper. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody say amen. Amen. Well, go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com, or write to us at True Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Valley City, North Carolina. The zip code is 27344. I'm Pastor Wilson, wishing you a happy Father's Day. And True Community Church is where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
I love the Lord. Come on, clap your hands. I love. love it, you ought to do something back here. Well, if you really love it tonight, let me
felt fire from above. I've been down to that river, oh, and I ain't the same, a prodigal return. Oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Oh, my sins are forgiven. Oh, I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. Never be the same. That's why I sing. Oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Oh, oh, my sins are forgiven. Oh, oh, I've been washed by the the kind of thing that just breaks the man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yeah, oh, please take me up and show me what it means to be a man.
I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe and said, I put it all in his hands. Somebody put those hands on it. Come on, let's sing it real good. Come on. All in his hands. Yeah. I like that. Come on. In his hands. Woo! That's it. Someone say this. In his hands. You got it. So come on, let's sing it real good right here. Come on. Don't sound real good. All in his hands. All of my burdens. Come on, this is my favorite part.